Good morning. The ridge of high pressure, which dominated the weather across the weekend here in interior New York and New England, bringing sunny, dry, and very warm to hot weather our way, will crest overhead today. The result will be mostly sunny skies, another hot and humid day with just the outside risk of a passing shower or thunderstorm, primarily over the higher terrain. Temperatures will reach into the lower to mid 90s on average. With the humidity, it'll feel even warmer, especially in valley locations. Into the night tonight, skies will be partly cloudy. We still run the risk at a passing shower or thunderstorm, primarily over the higher terrain, with lows back to around 70. As we get into the day on Tuesday, the ridge will start to break down as weak areas of energy that had been riding over the top of the ridge move through the ridge instead, and as a result, we run the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday afternoon. High temperatures will still be on the warm to hot side, but generally stay in the upper 80s to around 90. Another risk of showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday as more energy passes through, with highs in the middle to upper 80s. Later in the week, most of the region will stay dry. Some energy at jet stream level could still pass through, touching off a scattered shower or thunderstorm Thursday or Friday, but mainly dry and mostly sunny both days, with highs back into the lower 80s on Thursday and even into the 70s with the passage of a cold front by Friday. Much cooler next weekend with partly sunny skies Saturday and Sunday, highs staying in the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an early season heat wave across the northern tier of the country will persist into the start of the week, with many locations reaching from the upper 80s to upper 90s and even some low 100s from the High Plains to the upper Ohio Valley. More heat out west as well, as the desert southwest will see highs averaging between 100 to 110 degrees at the lower elevations. And although most of the southern plains and the deep south will not be as hot thanks to extensive cloud cover, there will be multiple rounds of rain. Periods of moderate to heavy showers across the central portions of the Gulf Coast and surrounding areas will produce an increased risk for flooding through at least Wednesday morning. Some locations may receive up to about 3 inches of rain in addition to what fell this weekend. Heavy rain is also expected across the Ark-La-Tex region in connection with a slow-moving upper-level low, and for the Cascades as a couple of Pacific disturbances pass through that region. Additionally, the Storm Prediction Center has identified most of the Dakotas and parts of western Minnesota as having a slight risk of severe thunderstorms today as a defined surface low and front intercept a warm and unstable air mass across this region. The severe weather threat is expected to continue across the Dakotas tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, 40 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 55 degrees with a northwest wind at 25 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly sunny and 35 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 63 degrees, the dew point 62, 97% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.05 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid 90s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with the risk of a shower and highs around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 88 degrees, the low 60, the average temperature 74, that's 8 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 83 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 2 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 13.24 inches for the year, which is 2.06 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low 55, the record high 95 set in 1925 and in 1999, and the record low 37 in 1958. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening 8:31 p.m., 15 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with highs in the upper 80s in the mountains and lower 90s in the valleys. Partly cloudy with a slight chance of a thunderstorm tonight in the upper 60s to around 70. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, hot and humid today with highs in the lower to mid 90s. Partly cloudy with a slight chance of a thunderstorm tonight, lows around 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, hot, and humid today, with the risk of a thunderstorm and highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy with a slight chance of a thunderstorm tonight and lows around 70. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Partly cloudy with a slight chance of a thunderstorm tonight in the mid to upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy with a slight chance of a thunderstorm tonight and lows around 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny and humid in the upper 80s. A chance of showers and thunderstorms again on Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny in the middle and upper 80s. A mix of sun and clouds on Thursday, lower 80s. Partly sunny on Friday, mid-70s. And partly sunny Saturday and Sunday, with highs both days over the weekend in the middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.